So imagine there's a storm outside. Easy to imagine in today's climate. But now your Erev goes down on Shabbos. Again, the Erev that we're talking about is the string around the city or around the area of a neighborhood, which is either at Surat Pesach or like we discussed in previous weeks. Erev goes down. Are you allowed to continue carrying on Shabbos? You know the Erev is down. You see it down. There's no doubts that it's down. And you no doubts, let's say it was up when Shabbos started. The rain started falling at 7 a.m. By 8 a.m. there were hurricanes, whatever it is. The Erev is clearly down at 9 a.m. Can you carry your talis to shul or not? Yes or no? No, what do you think?
No.
No. Says Shulchan Aruch. Not so fast. Shulchan Aruch brings down in Shin Ayin Dalet Beis has a concept which is talking about something a little bit different, but perhaps similar, where you have an Erev Chatzeros. That means a Durabbanan concept, where you have, let's say, a couple of people in an apartment building, in one apartment building, so they all join together so that they could carry in the hallways of the apartment building, and they have one box of matzah. If you want more color on Erev Chatzeros, come to the next few shiurim, next few Sundays. We'll talk about what exactly Erev Chatzeros is. But you have in another apartment building next door, which does the same thing. Okay, and it's connected, the two apartment buildings. In the middle of Shabbos, the wall falls down between the apartment buildings. So can one apartment building carry to the other apartment building? Each apartment building had their own Erev Chatzeros, so everyone could carry within each apartment building, but the wall wasn't there. Well, the wall was there when Shabbos started. The wall got blown up in the middle of Shabbos. Can you carry? Says Shulchan Aruch, it says the Gemara, brought down in Shulchan Aruch, you can. You know why? Kevon Shehutra Hutra. It was there Ben Ashmashos, it became Mutter. Says the Elif Lecha Shlomo. Hold on to your yarmulke for this one. Says the Elif Lecha Shlomo in three different tshuvas. Why don't we apply that to Mechitza of a city as well? In other words, Erev goes down 8 a.m.
It was up by
Ben Ashmashos. Continue carrying the rest of Shabbos, says the Elif Lecha Shlomo. He says this, he doesn't always fully rely upon this, maybe you need other factors, but he says it pretty clearly, Kevin Shehutra Hutra applies as well to an Erev. Unfortunately, Shulchan Aruch seems to say not that way, or at least Mishnah Berurah is explicit, as well as every other posek, against this Elif Lecha Shlomo. Mishnah Berurah says, no. This whole deal with the Erev Chatzeros is only by Erev Chatzeros. But if the wall to Rosh HaSarabim would have fallen down, in other words, if you have a wall which makes something into Rosh HaSayachid to begin with, my case of the apartment building, each apartment building is still a Rosh HaSayachid, just the wall in between the two Rosh HaSayachids fell down. But if a wall which is making a whole town into Rosh HaSayachid falls down, you can't say that, says the Mishnah Berurah. And in fact, says the Nesiva Shabbos, doesn't work. Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa says it doesn't work. So can you rely upon this Elif Lecha Shlomo in any situation? So I saw Rav Jachter from Tinek, the head of the Bucky in Erevin, and Bucky in many things, but he does a lot of the Erevin throughout the country. Rav Chaim Jachter, he writes online in his Kol Torah parish, he writes like this. He says, well, what about, can you rely on the Elif Lecha Shlomo in a Suffolk? So in other words, it's a tremendous storm. You know there's a good chance the Erev went down, but you have no idea if the Erev actually went down or not. Can you rely on this Elif Lecha Shlomo and say, well, I know the Erev was up at the beginning of Shabbos, so at least it's good. I don't know if the storm knocked it down. It's likely the storm knocked it down. Can you rely upon this or not? So he quotes that Rev Amital, the head of one of the Rosh Yeshivas at Gush, Zatzal, Rev Amital had paskind, you can rely on this Elif Lecha Shlomo. He even seems to say, Rev Amital allowed you to rely on this Elif Lecha Shlomo in every situation. And Rev Amital apparently said, this was Minog Europe. They relied on this Elif Lecha Shlomo in Europe. Rev Aaron Lichtenstein, the other Rosh Yeshiva at Gush, did not like that according to Rev Jachter and said, no way, Jose. Rev Shechter, Rev Herschel Shechter, at least according to Rev Jachter, Paskins, you can't rely on this Elif Lecha Shlomo at all. Even as a sniff, even if you have a combine him with another suffix, you can't rely upon it. Yeah.
How can you compare it to the walls of the
Shushan? Well, it's the same.
It's the rice versus the Karmos, which is the
Zerubot. Correct, so that's a great point. So, and I tried, that was outside the scope, but since you mentioned it, it's an outstanding point. The Mishnah Berurah does say, does this Vart apply to Karmas. Most of our our neighborhoods, at least most small neighborhoods, the bungalow colonies, for sure, at most of Karmas, it's not a Rishus Harabim to begin with. Huh? Well, that we talked about for 7 weeks, what the status of Queens is, unclear. But at least say regular Carmelists. Let's say regular Carmelists. Can he still say the same Vart? Mishnah Berurah seems to want to say, according to most posting, you cannot. But that's a good point. So even by Carmelists, which is the Rabbanan and the Rabbanan, does it still apply? It would not apply. Excellent point. Okay, so what do you do in the Suffolk situation? It's a tremendous storm outside. You're not sure if the Erev is up. What do you do? So Rav Willig, at least according to Rav Jackson, in the same article, Paskins, that it depends on the city. It depends on the Erev. It depends what you're using for your Erev. How sturdy is your Erev? This is why Rabbi Willig suggests every Erev should have backups. You shouldn't just rely on the poles. You should have other poles built in. And so this way, if something goes down, you could always rely upon it. I saw that in that article, we quote from Heinemann, at least in New England, 40 mile per hour winds. I don't even know how to judge that. I guess you could look online, but not on Shabbos. But you would have to know if it was 40 mile per hour winds, then it's likely that the Erev is down. You lost your Chazakah, so even if you don't know, you shouldn't carry on Shabbos. I'm not sure if that applies even in New York, depending on what you're using as an Erev. Fine. That's part one. Okay. Now you know your Erev goes down. You're on the Erev committee. You get a text 5 seconds before Shabbos. Doesn't make a difference. Shabbos, before Shabbos. You find out either before Shabbos or on Shabbos, the Erev is down. What do you do? Do you tell Rabbi Arewi? Do you tell the Rav? Do you tell the Gabbai to clap on the bima and say, the Erev is down? Yes or no? No, there's misconceptions about this. I want to get to the bottom of it. So what are you supposed to do? So Shmir Shabbos Kochasa, I'll read it to you. It says, Im e'efshur l'sakin es Erev b'Shabbos. It's impossible to fix the Erev on Shabbos. We'll get to that in the last point in a second, how to fix the Erev. But let's say you can't fix an Erev. Mutav, it is better, shelo lahachriz barabim. Don't publicly announce. I always thought this was like Bubba Mises. It's a Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa. Yeah, but I always never knew people. You're not allowed to tell people that it's Osir Vital. Avo. Says Shmir Shabbos, Yodia al kach litznuin. You should tell it to some people. So if a guy you know is going to listen, you tell it to them. Shemuftach lo sheyishmu b'kolo. If you know the guy is going to listen, you tell him. If you don't know he's going to listen, don't tell him. Why? Because what's the concept? Mutav sheshogegin v'ayumezidin. We'd rather people carry accidentally than to know, hey, I know the Arab, I'm sure the Arabs still up and fight you up to it. And therefore, don't. If someone's going to listen, according to Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, should you tell him that the Erev is down? If he's going to listen?
Yes.
100%.
But he has no food in his house.
Wait, but is he going to listen? You know he's from. He's got a longer beard than you. His huge beard, wears gartel, whatever it is. You know he's mamish shafruma. Is he going to listen or not? So if you know he's going to listen, the answer is according to Shmir Shabbos, you must tell him. Then you look at the footnote of Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, not so fast. He quotes Rabbi Shlomo Zalman. He says, this was the pshat of the mistake from Achshavos Be'etz. I'm not sure that is. But then he quotes, but Rabbi Shlomo Zalman said, 1 second, Mutav lo lefarsim b'chol ofen. Don't tell anyone, even to another Rosh Yeshiva. Why? Ki rabim lo yishmu b'kolim. Because it says, in general, people don't listen. A mutav shiushogin, that's one svar, okay. And then he says, a second svar, he says, what? He says, kevin davim is asik b'drabon. What does that mean? Worst comes to worst, you think the facts are off. You think I'm living in Rosh Hashanah because the Erev is up. But you're wrong. Really, the Erev is down, and now it's Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, let's say. So you've got your fact wrong. If you do something based on wrong facts, what's that called? Misasik. I'm accidentally. I think it was a kosher piece of meat. I ate a wrong piece of meat. You got your facts wrong. What's the halacha? It's pater. The question is, according to Rav Chaim Brisker, Misasek for Shabbos is mutter. There's not even any avera that you get because it's misasek. It's not just a shogeg, oh, I wasn't careful about something or I was ones. This is misasek. You thought a fact was X. The fact turned out Y. According to some, Rav Shlomo Zalman Paskins, this is the way based on Rabbi Chaim Brisker, Rabbi Kiva Eger happens to argue with this, but according to Shmir Shabbos, since it's just a fact wrong, okay, so the guy's carrying. He thinks X is Y, Y is X. No problem. He doesn't even have to, says Rav Schechter, he doesn't even have to do tshuva in such a situation because he didn't do anything wrong. He had the facts wrong. What is he supposed to do? So why do you have to go tell him, inform him of the facts? Rav Schechter says, where is this lemaisa? If you're a Rav, I saw this quote in Rav Becha for say for an Erevin. It says, Rav Shechter has a Shuvah in Hapardes, I have to check this out, but that let's say you're a new Rav of a new community. So you go to Hulitzville, America. And the old Rav of Hulitzville, America, was not such a kosher guy. And the Erev is a mud in the Erev, to say the least. It's not a kosher Erev. So what are you supposed to do? You get there the first week. Do you get up and announce and say, Rabbi Yisai, for 25 years, you had a stinky Erev. And until we raise $100,000, we can't carry. What would happen the next week? You'll be back in Queens, You wouldn't last as a Rav. So according to that, you could rely on this. Their show gig. What are you supposed to do? You don't have to inform them of the fact. Says Rosh Hashanah, it would be fine. Yeah. So I can't speak for other people. I'm just reading Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasim. No?
They're saying that everyone's a Yerei Shemayim.
Correct. They rely on the Svara. But just to be... What? Because you're a tzaddik. If they announce it... But they assume that you're... But they assume you're a tzaddik. They assume you're Yerei Shemayim. But just know that that's a...
Very upset that they announce that.
Because the issue is, because people are going to be shogging. They're going to be amazed at that. They're going to be amazed. Fine. Last issue. So the last issue that we have to deal with is, how do you fix it? So can you ask a guy to fix it on Shabbos? So if you definitely can ask a guy to do the Rabbanans for sure, to tie, let's say, the knot, which is only the Rabbanan knot, that for sure is fine. Let's say the wire is down, and just to tie it back up, that you can do. Shaiwa is the Raisa, can a guy do a Raisa? So most posts can seem to say yes. I believe there's no Debiuda that says no, but we say, for the most part, you can ask a guy to do it. You can even ask him to do the Raisa.
That time, the air was fixed.
Because it's going to...
No, well, let's say you come, I think you come till Friday night, Erev Shabbos, right?
Right.
Then you're informed the
Rav,
whoever finds out the Erev is down. Now, you don't say anything.
Because
the same people you're
going to
carry Shabbos morning too.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, but
it's Mutav Shei Shogin. We'd rather them be Shogin.
They have no food now.
So in those situations, if it's situations like Pekuach Nefesh or Suffolk or Onyx, then you have to deal with each situation. But as a general cloud, we seem to say that it's better not to tell people if they're going to mess up for sure. And even, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, you shouldn't tell anyone at all. Final point is, let's say, this is a quirky case. Let's say, some people accept Shabbos early, some people accept Shabbos late, and the Erev goes down in the middle. So what are the people who haven't accepted Shabbos yet do?
Go fix the Erev.
But can you accept the Erev? Can you call by the Erev? When your Shabbos started, you had no Erev. So if Rav Yosef Prime is a long tshuva about this, he says 100% fine. It's fine to do that. It's not such a shaila, but you should know that is declared by Achronim. Rav Yosef Prime says you can definitely rely on that thing. You can even ask a Jew during that time. I've done it multiple times. We live by some people run down my block, especially the weasels. The list starts later always. So I always grab people, fix my oven or turn on my lights, and I daven early. It's a great thing. You can even ask a Jew explicitly to do that on Shabbos for sure to fix Erev. You are fine. Hopefully we should know if things are Arab should stay up. We should have no more rain.
Was that